The Happiness Show.
Hello everyone, this is The Happiness Show with Coach Anupma. It's no secret that being happy is one of the key ingredients to a successful and fulfilling life. But what is happiness exactly and how we can achieve it? According to experts, happiness is not a static state but rather a journey that we can all take part in. It's about being mindful of our thoughts and emotions and taking action based on personal strengths and weaknesses. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why it's important to understand about your strengths and weaknesses if you want to be happy. In order to be happy, we all need to assess what will make us happy. It's not one size fits all. We all have different ways of getting happy. What are our strengths and weaknesses? What do we enjoy doing and what do we find challenging? Only by understanding ourselves can we begin to take steps towards lasting happiness. According to a study by the University of Warwick, people who know their strengths and weaknesses are more likely to be happy than those who don't. In other words, don't be a jackass and try to do everything yourself. You'll only end up being unhappy. Instead, take some time to assess your strengths and weaknesses. This doesn't mean you have to be a self-proclaimed expert in everything. We all have our areas of expertise and incompetence. But understanding your limitations will help you work smarter, not just harder. Everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. You might be great at public speaking, but terrible at maths. You might be great at sales, but you can't stand to be in a kitchen. The first step in being happier is knowing what you really are good at and what is not your cup of tea. Once you know what your strengths and weaknesses are, you can start working on them. Or at the very least, stop berating yourself at what you are not good at. Once you know your strengths, it's time to put them to work. You can do this by creating a personal brand that showcases your unique talents and allows you to stand out from the crowd, from the competition. For example, if you are a great writer, start a blog or write articles for popular websites. You are good at public speaking, give talks at local universities or community centers. And if you are a whiz at maths, offer your services as a tutor or consultant. The bottom line is you need to find ways to use your strength, and that is going to make you happier. Similarly, if you know your weaknesses, you find new areas where you can add to your talent or to your ability and learn something new. You can try to improve your areas of weakness, and that would add when you are using your strengths. This way, your strengths and weaknesses come together to create a happier life. And we all know by now from research that what makes you happier and happiest is when you are focused on what you are made for, what is your strength. And that also allows you to be true to yourself. You don't have to pretend. Because if you are working with your area of strength, that is your passion. That is what you are meant for. And that itself becomes enough to make you very, very happy. So pick up that pen and paper, start jotting down what are your areas of strength and weaknesses. And that is, believe me, that is the first step you will take towards lasting happiness. That's all I have for this episode. I'm Happiness Coach Anupma. Do write to me how you liked my ideas and my episode. Bye-bye. See you. Stay happy.